Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/AmItheButthole. If you love a Reddit story, don't forget to hit that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. We post 2 videos per day, so feel free to get involved, and just thank you so much for spending your time with me. It means the absolute world. And let's crack on with today's stories. Now, our first story comes from StunIsle800. Titled, Am I the Asshole for Telling a Walmart Employee If They Want to See My Receipt, They Could Dig It Out the Trash Themselves? Last night I went to Walmart because I can get a 24-pack of Truly for $23-ish. I checked out no issue and threw out my receipt on my way out. As I continued to walk out, an employee told me to stop and that she needed to see my receipt. I asked why and said since my item wasn't in a bag, she needed to see my receipt. I told her I don't have my receipt because I just threw it out. She asked me why I would do that, and I said, because I didn't need it. Edit. Adding that the way she asked wasn't polite. She also refused to put on her mask. She went on to berate me for throwing away my receipt, and she said I needed it or she wouldn't let me leave. I again told her I threw it out. She told me I needed to get the receipt out of the trash. I told her that if she needed my receipt that bad, she could get the receipt herself. I tried to get her to get the lady who helped me check out, but she said she couldn't leave her post and she wouldn't let me go get the lady. The lady did eventually see the commotion and confirmed she did help me check out, but the other lady wasn't taking the answer and still said she needed the receipt. Finally, the lady gave up and said, you know what, this isn't worth it, but next time I see you, you better believe I'm going to make your experience here even worse because assholes like you make my job a living hell. I have already reported this lady to both the Walmart itself and corporate, but I'm curious if I'm the asshole. I should add that she saw me throw away my receipt and saw me check out. I will also add, during this interaction, she refused to pull up her face mask after I asked her several times to pull it up because she kept getting in my face and making me uncomfortable. Now, I'm not sure on the legalities of this one, and I'm never sure between the US and UK anyway, so I'm not going to go too much into that one. But to me, you're not going to be the arsehole here. She sounded like she was being very aggressive towards you for no need by the sounds of it. And you did give the option of, you know, getting the staff member and getting the receipt herself. And this is something that I've always been curious about myself, because in the UK now, you know, you can go to the self-checkouts and you get a receipt, or you can choose not to have a receipt. And I thought, well, what if they did stop me? I mean, they could prove it on my card, but if I pay cash, then what? They would rely on cameras, and would they hold me until they check the CCTV footage and all this kind of thing? And I'm just like, it's leaving things very open right now, but maybe there is some sort of like procedure in place already that I haven't seen. But Zorro comes in this one saying, this is a hotly debated answer. The short answer is it may not be legal for a Walmart employee to ask for a receipt, as opposed to a Costco employee, because it is part of their rules to join the club. The right of a retailer, shopkeeper's privilege. Shopkeeper's privilege is a common law designed to protect retailers from theft. It allows retailers to detain suspect shoplifters. The detainment must occur on store property, and the merchant can only hold the suspect for a reasonable amount of time, i.e. until the police arrive. Can a retailer use shopkeeper's privilege to stop anyone? No. The key here is shopkeeper's privilege only applies to suspected shoplifters, so the merchant must have probable cause that the customer has shoplifted. What does probable cause look like? Although shoplifting laws may vary by state, merchants can look for the following steps to establish probable cause. You must see the shoplifter approach your merchandise. You must see the shoplifter select your merchandise. You must see the shoplifter conceal your merchandise. You must maintain continuous observation of the shoplifter. You must see the shoplifter fail to pay for the merchandise. You must approach the shoplifter outside of the store on grounds. The rights of the consumer. Shopkeeper's privilege is designed to protect retailers from shoplifting, but what if you are not a shoplifter? In the event of a receipt check, Walmart has not seen you conceal or pay for the merchandise because you have not stolen anything, you are innocent of everything other than being randomly selected for a receipt check. So what does it mean if you, the paying customer, when a friendly face in a yellow vest asks for your receipt? where you can do what most of us do and comply, thereby subjecting yourself to a voluntary search. But you can also say no. You can also say no, you can say no thanks, hell, you can even say hell no. Receipt checks are voluntary. Even if you're not in the mood for one, it's within your rights to be on your merry way. Not the arsehole. Saluki Queen says, not the arsehole. I worked for Walmart for years and I can tell you that she can't actually stop you or prevent you from leaving. At most, she can tell a CSM or the loss prevention person at a store. But if she tries to actually stop you herself, she'll get fired. Her job probably is annoying as hell because she gets yelled at by her bosses for not checking and at customers for checking. So it's what I call a pooper scooper job. People scoop the poop on her and she scoops it onto someone else. Definitely does not excuse her behavior or attitude towards you. If she gives you attitude next time, then I wouldn't bother complaining to corporate or the store manager. Complain to a CSM. They'd be the ones who actually do anything about her. Sophie says, not the arsehole, I can't stand this practice. Walmart is the one who decided to go cheap ass by installing self-service checkouts. Then they distrust the people checking out, so they want to see your receipt. Then hire employees to stand there and watch everyone in the self-checkout. If you don't trust the customer, and yes, they are doing that too. And we'll have one more from Moral Attack who says, apparently no one here is aware that whether they ask you or not, you're not required to keep or show your receipt. Even if someone asks you for it on the way out the door, you're 100% within your rights to buy something and walk out the door without showing proof that you bought it. Not the arsehole. Now, what do you guys think about this one? Have you ever been in this situation where you've been receipt checked, and what did you do? Did you comply? Did you say no? And then what happened afterwards? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story comes from Gil Deffy. Would I be the asshole if I tell my coworker her husband also has an apartment and is my neighbor? Hi, I'm in a bit of a sticky situation. I've never been good at navigating social situations, and this one has me really stumped. I'm 25 female, I just got my first full-time teaching job, and yesterday, one of the other teachers invited us all over to her house for a small get-together. I live in an apartment building and was pretty shocked when she introduced me to her husband, and I realized that he was my next door neighbor and my apartment building. We've never spoken before, we've only seen each other in passing, waved at each other, etc. When my coworker introduced us, it was really awkward. He's not at his apartment every day. He comes every few days, never with his wife or kids that I'm aware of. He has two toddlers and an elementary age kid, and I've never heard them. I've definitely seen him go in with a young woman. I'm not sure if his wife knows about the apartment or not. Rent is $2,000 a month plus utilities, but for all I know, he could pay it all through a business account, or she could know all about it. Would I be the asshole if I mentioned something to the wife? It seems so weird if I don't say something. I'm not going to make assumptions on what's going on. If I do say something, it would just be along the lines of, I've run into your husband quite a few times in my apartment building. Does he have a separate home office? Which I don't think is the case because the house is giant and he clearly has an office in it. I know the apartment is his as the mailbox has his last name on it. I've never seen anyone else going in or out of it other than him and the guests he's with. I'm extremely socially awkward. I have no idea what to do here. If I was in her shoes, I'd definitely want someone to tell me if I didn't know, but I'm not sure if that's the right thing to do or not. Thanks everyone. That kind of one of the bits that got to me in this one is that, you know, you've seen him around the apartment building, you said you occasionally waved to him in the hallways or whatever, and then when you met them at his other house, then he was a bit, it was just an awkward situation, and I thought that that rang some alarm bells for me. It may not have, you know, they could be just bad with faces, who knows, but. And I kind of think, like you said in this story, if you was in that situation, you would like to know, assuming that she doesn't know here. So I guess if there is a way to just like casually bring it up, like you said, oh yeah, I saw your husband in the apartment building or some similar way like that. And I saw a couple of the comments mentioning, you know, maybe just having a piece of his mail and saying, oh, this got delivered through my mailbox and giving it to the wife and then see what happens. But I think just because of the suspicion of foul play going on, I think, you know, like yourself, you would like to know. So finding the best way of doing it may be the solution. But who knows? I'd like an update on this one in the future. But Throwaway says, not the arsehole, tell her. Because like you said, if you were in her situation, you'd want someone to tell you. She needs to know. Amethyst Fire says, not the arsehole, tell her. She deserves to know that her husband is cheating on her. Then says, hey name, I didn't want to say anything at your party, but I've already met your husband. He's my neighbor at apartment name. I see him there every few days with girl's description. BJ Guy says, not the arsehole. That's going to be one hell of an awkward conversation. She deserves to know, mainly because of the amount of money he's blowing on the place. The possible infidelity is a whole different issue. If you talk to her, have a pick at the ready to show her the mailbox with his name. Otherwise, she may not believe you. Minimum Ban says not the arsehole is automatically suspicious he didn't immediately say, oh yeah, we're neighbours at the apartment I go work in, or whatever. He's made you complicit in a situation you didn't ask to be in. I would definitely want to know if I was his wife, or at least have someone bring it to my attention, and me reassure them that there isn't anything untoward, if that's the case. You have no loyalty to him. You are fellow co-workers with his wife and are building a rapport that seems important to you. Worst case, she tells you to mind your business and it's awkward for a bit. Best case, you save her from a possible drug lord. Breaking Bad, double life scenario. Zealous Ideal says, not the asshole. If you feel you should, leave the mail at her desk. It could be enough. You don't need to be there for it. At most, I'll put a post on it saying, I thought you might want to see this. And one more from What Am I To You, who says, not the arsehole. I feel like if you work with her and see her often, it would be awkward to not mention the apartment. I'd play it off like you assume she knew about it though. Just be like, hey, your husband's mail got delivered to my apartment by accident. Here you go. And let her take it from there. You can't assume anything about a mistress since you don't know these people. But it might be weird to say nothing, I think. Now you find yourself in that situation. What would you do? Do you think the wife deserves to know, even though that it could be something completely innocent here? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And our next story is from Father of Daughter. Would I be the asshole if I cancelled my daughter's 15th birthday as she said she wants? I have a teenage daughter who will be turning 15 this week. She is very independent and apparently responsible for her age, so we give her quite a lot of freedom, at least by our standards. Lately she has been acting out any time we do something as a family, as teenagers do. Spent all our holiday at a beach locked inside with her phone, protested any time we included her in any activity, the usual shit. But I think this time she crossed a line, and we should do something about it. For birthdays, we usually get together with her uncle and grandparents and have a family dinner. This year, she said she will be celebrating with her friends. She wanted nothing to do with her family, and she is sick of us controlling her and telling her what to do. She threw a big fit, raising her voice and playing victim. My wife was very hurt, trying to reason with her, but she wouldn't budge. It's her birthday, so her friends come first, and we have to settle for another day if we want to celebrate. Of course, we could make her come to the dinner, but that would be mean long faces all around, bitching and picking fights over small things, and it seems counterproductive for a celebration about her. I'm really sick of this shit. She's being cruel to us and treating us with contempt. I say we completely skip her birthday just as she wants, but that also means no cake, no presents or money, no celebration of any kind. She's expecting some expensive presents and money from our relatives, but my wife says it will be going too far and she'll remember it all her life. I said it's time she starts having some consequences for her actions and maybe she will learn something. But also, I'm doubting if this would really accomplish anything and will just drive her farther from us. What do you think? Edit, sorry, I think I wasn't clear enough. English is not my first language. I should have put a disclaimer. She was at a family gathering with people involved for which I wasn't present. Uncle, grandparents and mother. And she told everybody she didn't want to celebrate with her family on that date or ever. But we could do it another day if it's so important to us. We can set another date, but since she made it clear she's not interested, it would be awkward. As for controlling her, her main complaints are having to come home at 9:30 p.m. and asking her who she was with. The time is more and less the standard around here. And when I said apparently responsible, I meant as far as we know. But some months ago we found out she started smoking, so maybe there's more things we don't know. Anyway, I accept my almost unanimous asshole judgment. We'll tell her to decide for herself what she wants to do. And we can already see where the judgment's going to go just from that last line there. But the pressure says that you're the asshole. She's a teenager and wants to hang with her friends for a birthday. You could do what my parents do and schedule a birthday dinner with family for another day. She should enjoy her birthday by hanging out and having fun with her friends instead of sitting at a dinner she clearly doesn't want to have that day. Morgan Dax says, you're the asshole. Why are you so angry a 15-year-old girl wants to celebrate with friends? Do you think trying to spitefully punish her is going to make her come running back and begging you for forgiveness? Do you think it will make you feel better if you succeed at hurting your daughter's feelings by showing her you don't care about her birthday? What possible gain do you expect from this? Maybe she's right you don't listen to her. Maybe she's right you're just saying a birthday dinner to have a family reunion with your relatives and it's not what she wants. I hated hanging out with adults at that age because none of the adult conversation included me because I was still considered a kid. And at any time an adult relative spoke to me, it came across as judging or nagging about everything, from my clothes to my grades to my college prospects to general just the problem with youth these days is. She's trying to tell you what she wants and you're immediately dismissing it as her playing victim. Bees Knees 3330 says, consequences for what actions exactly? The fact that she wants to celebrate with her friends. Yeah, you're the arsehole. No idea how you're even old enough to be a parent of a soon-to-be 15-year-old when you talk about it like that. Nothing is stopping you from going to dinner the next day or the day before. You just managed to make her birthday about you and are playing the victim. Vanna Stalem says, you're the arsehole. Just do the family dinner a different night and let her have her fun with her friends. And one more from Azure Atmosphere who says, you're the arsehole and a huge one. You're making her birthday about yourself. Her birthday is one of the days that's supposed to be for her. Of course she'd want to spend it with her friends, people who are her age, whose companionship she chose, and she can relate to and have fun with, instead of sitting at a dinner table for hours, listen to a bunch of adults talk about politics or some shit. Let her have her day, let her be a kid, schedule the family dinner for another day. And your wife is absolutely right. She will remember you sending the message that she doesn't deserve a day for herself, and that she doesn't deserve anything if she doesn't do what you want for the rest of her life. Edit, something I wanted to add. I understand that you've had problems with her leading up to this, but for the sake of your relationship with your daughter, you've got to put her to the side just for a moment. This is not the time to discipline her. This is not the time to force her to do something she doesn't want. This is the time to show her that despite your differences, despite all the conflict, despite the fact that she can be difficult, you still love her enough to let her have one special day a year. She already sees you as controlling, regardless of whether that's true or not, and I'm not going to draw conclusions on that from this one post. Denying her this one thing that's important to her will only cement that. It will teach her nothing except that you don't care about her happiness, and it will drive her farther away. And our next story comes from Toss Out Accounts Forever. Am I the asshole for reporting a disabled neighbour to our landlord? We've, 25 female and husband, 28 male, lived in a small, secure, friendly building for 5 years. No problems. Each floor has a main hall with laundry room and studio apartment. Down a short perpendicular hall, there was an older man living in a studio who died. It rented again 8th of the 1st. I met new tenants Martin, 50s male, and Lucas, severe cerebral palsy, 20s male, on the 8th of the 2nd. On the 8th of the 3rd, Lucas tried to quietly get into our apartment, trying knob and pushing the door. I was scared, but I assumed Lucas was just confused, because Lucas came back a lot. Twice husband answered the door and offered to help, but Lucas didn't want him. He came with cash and ID in hand and was asking for me. I told my mum about Lucas. She was actually worried about him and talked to him on 9th of the 3rd. He became amorous. She was uncomfortable but handled it well. Lucas confirmed everything was okay and Martin is a trusted person. Mum and I went up to my apartment. Minutes later, Lucas came to my door, knocking, ringing the doorbell, trying to get in. With Mum there, I opened it. Lucas offered me $10. I want to give you this for services. I want to come in. I declined. Mum left, and I called husband and told him what happened. While on the phone, Lucas came back again and tried to force his way in, aggressive pounding, twisting the handle and jerking the door. Husband, livid now, told me to lock myself in the closet, call the cops, and he was calling our landlord, who was out of office. Husband left a message reporting them. I did hide but didn't call the police because I don't know these people. I don't know if there would be retaliation. Husband agreed that we should talk to Martin and landlord first. Husband got around 12 a.m. yesterday and was up late. At 3 a.m, Lucas tried to get in again as before. Husband opened the door and told him that if he ever comes to the door or near me again, he's calling the police. Husband also talked to Martin, who had no idea what's been going on. Husband said he seemed apologetic and said he would try to do better. The message husband left for landlord will get returned Tuesday. We'll see what happens. Since 8th of the 4th, Lucas has come to my door 9 times and tried to get in 4. For weeks I couldn't do laundry or take out the trash because it's all literally inches from their door. I couldn't have the TV on or headphones in. Didn't even shower for a week and a half because I didn't want to be caught off guard. I don't want to get them kicked out, but this isn't working. We may just move to another unit. I know Lucas couldn't hurt us. I know he has lower cognitive ability, and I don't want to make life harder for Martin. They just got here, and it's likely a rough adjustment period, but I don't feel like we're safe, and we pay a lot for peace of mind / a secure building. Are we arseholes? We say it a lot in these types of stories that, you know, mental health, disabilities, whatever, is not an excuse to just get away with anything. It needs to be called out. It needs to be stamped down on very, very quickly. Because look at the situation you're in right now, and you don't feel safe in your own apartment. You didn't shower for a week because you felt so insecure. And that's not a way to live. And I know cerebral palsy can be pretty debilitating, but what if you're not the only person that this is being done to? And what if there's other people who's going to their door and he does manage to get in one day? And just assuming that someone can't hurt you isn't the right way to be dealing with this. It needs to be sorted out ASAP. But Wapel142 says, not the arsehole, document it and film it. And what are you waiting for? Call the police. I know Lucas couldn't hurt us. How would you know that? He could easily hurt you without understanding it. 1-800-TURD-FERGUSON says, not the arsehole, I don't know what's going on with Lucas, but a disability doesn't excuse bad behaviour. You may want to have your husband talk to Martin again and see if Lucas has a caseworker that he can call about this behaviour. They may be able to give him some kind of treatment or medication. Uko Mick says, not the arsehole, it may be sad for Lucas and Martin, but if they're threatening you and your security and even your daily life, if you feel scared and uncomfortable and unable to do the basic task because of Lucas, then they need to be reported. Maybe Lucas needs more help than everybody thought. Anyway, it's not our place to judge him, but it's your place to protect yourself. Definitely not the arsehole, and please be safe and sound and take care of yourself. Handicap doesn't mean he has the right to push the limits. Duty Valuable says, Lucas might be disabled, but if he could physically overpower you, you're not safe until this is taken care of. There's nothing wrong with calling the police. Martin clearly hasn't handled this, and Lucas is still trying to solicit you for services. You deserve to live in a place where you won't be harassed or afraid to open up the door. And one more from Fluffy Velociraptor, who says, not the arsehole, have you talked to the other female residents? Are they experiencing the same? You need to call the cops the next time if it happens. It's for everyone's safety. To which Opie replies, my sister-in-law lives in the building, hasn't seen him / interacted with him, and my best friend lives 2 floors down. The only time my friend encountered Lucas is when she happened to be at my apartment when he came by. It creeped her out. I definitely won't hesitate anymore. Now, what would you do if you found yourself in this situation? Would you report it immediately? How would you deal with it? And we'll move on to another one. And our next story is from Vidizio. Am I the arsehole for not allowing my mother-in-law to wear my shoes, which would leave her with no shoes at an amusement park? My mother-in-law and I have a horrible relationship. I'll just be honest, it got so out of control in the past that her and my boyfriend didn't talk for months. The other day, I went to an amusement park with my boyfriend's family. Mother-in-law suddenly was like, oh my god, oh fuck, and got all dramatic because she realized she was wearing my shoes instead of her own. We have the same shoes, but mine have a brown bottom and hers have a white bottom, and we had been running late, and honestly, none of us are organized with our clothes. Mother-in-law started whining that it's gross and they're making her itchy. I ignored her. Later, me and my boyfriend were in line with her boyfriend, and mother-in-law was off with some other people. She came over and her boyfriend told her to climb over the rail. She said no because she didn't want to be near me. She wanted him to get out and get back in line. Finally, she joined us, and when we got on, he purposely left the seat next to me open as a joke, and she refused to sit down until he moved. At this point, I was getting frustrated. She was being needlessly immature and mean. I told her if she didn't stop, she could give me my shoes back. Later, I heard her making fun of me to her sister and talking about how she would have put my boyfriend up for adoption if she knew he was going to bring me home. I went over and took my shoes back. She was sitting, so I just snatched them. Mother-in-law demanded I give her the shoes because obviously an amusement park ground is gross. I said I was doing her a favour, and she was mean, so no, she can't have them back. This went on for about 20 minutes, and her sister and boyfriend begged me to give them back to her. Mother-in-law ended up crying, which seemed totally out of the blue and out of character, so I gave them back to her. Her boyfriend and sister both whined that I wasted everyone's time and called me petty, and my boyfriend's sister gave him shit over it. He's on my side. Now, I'm just going to have to base my verdict. I think it should be an everyone sucks here, but I'm going to have to base my verdict on this story, which is clear, which is one side. We're seeing a lot of what mother-in-law's done to OP in this situation. So I'm just going to base it purely off that because it seems toxic as hell. And I'm going to say I'm not the asshole in this one. And I love the pettiness. I'm a petty person. And the thought of mother-in-law sat there after she'd given you this grief about, you know, her feet being itchy with wearing your shoes, then saying she doesn't want to be next to you and all this kind of thing. And then you just walking up to her and snatching the shoes off the bottom of her feet. The only thing I was really disappointed was that you actually gave them back in the end. So I'm going to go with not the arsehole. I'm going to play dangerous on this one. But G Plays D&D says, I really should say everyone sucks here because it is quite petty, but I'm also petty as fuck and this is hilarious. Should you have done it? Probably not. Did she deserve it? Most definitely. Can I just be Lancelot says, everyone sucks here, but honestly, I think she deserves the reality check. Just No Throws Away said, everyone sucks here, y'all are being assholes. But if wearing your shoes was such an imposition for her, she could have gone into one of the gift shops at the amusement park and bought a pair of flip-flops. Dubbo says, what in the Jerry Springer is this story? Just everyone sucks here all around. Get a new boyfriend or just stop spending time with his family. Major everyone sucks here. Needing Advice says, not the arsehole. Your mother-in-law sounds gross as hell, and I'm surprised she hasn't had worse consequences. The fact that you gave the shoes back despite how awful she's been to you, in my opinion, makes me label this as not the arsehole instead of everyone sucks here. Hope she learns that her nastiness has consequences. Cambridge Axe says, oh my, grow the fuck up, all of you. Everyone sucks here. Hot Bitch says, opium partner, just run, go no contact. And one more from Love Me Long Time, who says, not the arsehole, you were doing the woman a favour by taking back your shoes. After all, they were making your mother-in-law's feet all itchy. Not the arsehole, and your life sounds like a slice of hell. I am very sorry. Now, what do you guys make of this story? What would you do in that situation? Would you be petty like OP or not? What is your verdict? Everyone sucks here, not the arsehole? Or do you think OP's the arsehole? Let me know your thoughts and verdicts for all of today's stories in the comments below. Thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today and getting involved with the channel. And just a huge thank you for everything. There's a playlist on the screen right now if you want to get involved in further Am I the Arsehole videos. 600 plus in that playlist. Keep you busy for a little while. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.